弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
虽然这是我第一次来到Auburn 站在讲台上。
And perhaps this is my first time standing on the pulpit at Auburn.
但是我去年就已经来探路过了，上来看过了。
But I came here last year to visit the brothers.
尤其跟很多弟兄姊妹都已经很熟了啊。
I believe something that you are very familiar with.
我跟于师母是明天早晨一大清早七点多就要离开，然后准备回美国去了。
Tomorrow morning about 7 o'clock, Sister Yu and I will be leaving here for America.
每一次神儿女们相聚的时候，对我来说都是很兴奋的事情啊。
But every time meeting you guys are something that is very exciting for me.
因为我们在主里面有太多太多地方一样了。
Because there are so many similarity between us in the Lord.
不管甘，不管苦，不管难处，不管是见证，我们都可以分享的。
We can share a lot of things about our sufferings, our bitterness.Our testimonies and everything we can share together.
我们信的同一位神。
We believe in the same God.
我们面对的同一个撒旦。
And we are facing with the same Satan.
我们里面有同样的生命。
We have the same life.
然后我们有同样的前途。
Yet we have the same future.
能够在这个属天道路上，我们能够成为同伴。
So in this heavenly journey, we can all together as partners.
我不知道你们高不高兴，但是我跟圣徒们见面，我是很高兴。
I'm not sure whether you're happy or not, but every time I meet with the saints, I'm very happy.
尤其我们奉主名聚会的时候，我们知道主早就在这里了。
Especially if we meet in the name of the Lord is here already.
一个老仆人他说他年轻的时候。第一次到耶路撒冷去
There was an old servant of God who went to Jerusalem when he was young.
他住在 YMCA 比较便宜一点的地方。
And he lived in YMCA, which is a cheaper accommodation.
当他进去的时候，发现客厅的墙上都是红色的这个 curtain 哈，那个怎么讲窗帘。
And he saw inside the building they are all filled with red curtains.
红色的绒布，然后中间有一个相框。
And there was a picture frame next to the red curtains.
然后这个相框里面什么都没有。
But in that picture frame, nothing is in it.
所以他就很好奇地走过去看。
So he was very surprised and he was curious why it was like that.
发现这个相框的底下写的彼得前书第一章第八节。
And he discovered that there was First Peter,
第一章第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。
You have not yet seen him, yet you love him.
如今虽然不得看见，因为信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
So even though you haven't seen him, but because you know him, so in you there's love, there's joy unspeakable.
那你们坐在底下看我，看一周清清楚楚的。
And you can see me and see each you, you can see them clearly.
但是有一位看不见的，在我们中间比我们两个更真实。
But there was someone that you cannot see with your eyes, but he is even more real than us.
我们两个有一天会不见了，主永远同在。
Because if we can, we might be disappeared one day, but the Lord will forever be here.
明天我们上飞机了，主永远跟大家同在。
Even though we will leave this place on our plane going home, but the Lord is still here.
这是所有神儿女们心中最大的安慰，最大的喜乐，最大的把握。
This is the greatest confidence, the greatest joy.That we may have as children of God.
所以摩西因着看见那不能看见的神
，because Moses saw the God that he cannot, that man cannot see.
他能够在世界却不属于这个世界。
So he may be in this world, yet he is not of this world.
他能够不仅自己完成了那么神圣的使命
，even though and he was able to.Complete the mission given to him by God.
他能够照着神的应许，把所有的百姓带到约旦河边，准备进去了。
According to the promise of God, he took the people of Israel, going through the river Jordan.
我希望所有的弟兄姊妹，不管你今天属灵光景如何
，Today no, doesn't matter how your spiritual condition is.
不要灰心。
Do not give up.
万事万物都在改变。
Everything is changing all the time.
没有一个不再改变的。
Nothing is not changeable.
但是主昨日今日直到永远是一样的。
But the Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以当我们要讲神家见证的恢复的时候
，But when we talk about the recovery of God's testimony in the house of God,
我们先要来看那位永远爱我们的神。
We want to see this God who love us forever.
他对着我们有一个永远不改变的爱。
And he has an unchangeable love towards us.
他在我们身上有一个永远不改变的旨意。
He has an unchangeable will in our life.
光凭着这两件事情够我们活的了。
just do these two things is enough for us to live for it.
要过五关斩六将。
We can go through five obstacles and kill the six enemies.
跟你们比较熟，用点江湖话，对不对？过五关斩六将。
Chinese saying that is quite popular about overcoming enemies.
不管任何难处，靠着主都要跨过去的。
So it doesn't matter what the difficulty is, but with the Lord's help, we can overcome it.
所以约书亚记第一章，神就对约书亚说，不仅你凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都要照着应许赐给你们为业。
So the Lord said to Joshua that wherever your foot steps on, I will give that to you as your territory.
到了第五节，又给了第二个重要的应许，在你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
And then in verse 5, in the same chapter, he said to him that in your whole life, no one can stand before you.
要不甘心被任何人事物给我留下，把我给绑住了。
So I will not let anything that put me in bondage.
决定不甘心被任何人事物挡住我，让我不能在主的恩典中、主的道路中继续往前。
So I will not let anything or anyone to put me in bondage, so that I cannot go forward to claim what God has given me.
第三个重要的应许在第九节，叫我们不要惊慌，不要害怕。
And then in verse 9, he said, "Do not be afraid, do not be anxious."
反而要刚强。
But be strong and courageous.
要壮胆
and courageous.
因为无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同去。
Because wherever you go, your God, Jehovah, will go with you.
我说光讲完这三个应许，你再死都要活起来的哈。
So if I tell you these three promises, surely even you may feel dead, you should be alive.
再灰心、再软弱、再失望，都要抬起头来的。
Doesn't matter how disappointed with your own life is, you should be able to lift up your head.
主永远跟我们同在。
The Lord is always with us.
然后他应许我们，没有一个人事物可以挡得住我们。
And then He promises that nothing should frustrate us.
然后凡我脚掌所踏之地，都是赐给我永远为业的。
And every place that I step on will be a place given to me as my inheritance.
好，我昨天晚上讲这个神家见证的恢复，我特别用恢复圣殿来讲。
Last night I talked about the recovery of God's A house testimony, I talk about the recovery of God's temple.
首先我们讲到有那么多被掳的百姓。
We talk about all the people of God that has been exiled.
当神施恩呼召人回耶路撒冷的时候，只有五万个人回来。
So when God be gracious to the people of God and call them back, only 50,000 came back.
弟兄姊妹，每一次从被掳之地归回，都是得胜生命的彰显。
So every time these exiled people of God being called to return, it is the manifestation of their victorious life.
不光是2500年前是这样，今天也是这样。
Not only 2500 years ago was like that, today is the same.
任何时候我们的归回都是得胜。
Whenever we return, it is overcoming.
不要小看这些事情。
So do not belittle it.
当我被一件事情捆绑的时候，我从里面出来，这就是得胜。
When I was in bondage by something, if I can come out of it, this is victory.
不光是罪恶，不光是一些不好的习惯。
Not just sins, not just some bad habits.
就连我的负面情绪，我从里面出来，都是得胜。
Even my negative feelings, if I can come out of it, this is victory.
我本来是埋怨的，本来是消极的，本来是论断的，苦读的。当我起来的时候，这就是得胜。
I could be bitter, I could be disappointed, I could be complaining, but if I can come out of it, this is victory.
我在那开车下班烦死了，这么多人聚会来不及了。
And I was working and I was worried about the meeting, then I was anxious.
当我转向主的时候
，But when I turned my heart to God,
弟兄姊妹，那是一个得胜。
Brother and sister, that is a victory.
Anytime.You can
anytime,
make a U-turn to God.
我们可以回转到神那里去。
要180度回转到神那里去。
180度回转。
不是360度哈,180度。
Not 360 degree, but 180.
因为网络上有人说余弟兄说任何时候可以360度转向神。
I heard people misquoting me saying that Brother Yu said you can turn back 360 degree.
弟兄姊妹每一次转向神都是得胜。
Every time we turn to God, this is victory.
而每一次的转向神，神都特别喜悦。
Every time we turn to God, God is specially happy.
所以每一个归回的神都数算。
So everyone who returns, God will count that as a blessing.
连牛羊牲畜都数算到个位数。
Even the animals will be counted.
啊，弟兄姊妹讲到神在乎。
So God really cares.
所有真正归回的人。
Everyone who returns to Him.
神祝福。
God bless them.
仇敌不甘心啊。
The enemy will not be, will not like it.
所以要活在神家见证的恢复上，我们知道一定会碰到仇敌的攻击。
So whenever we will come back to the, returning to God, the enemy must attack.
昨天晚上我们讲到他们回来的时候，仇敌还没有攻击他们。
And last time we talked about when they return, the enemy has yet to attack them.
当他们盖起恢复了祭坛的时候，仇敌也没来攻击他们。
And when they recover the altar of offerings, the enemy has not yet attacked them.
当他们重建圣殿的时候，仇敌马上来攻击。
But as soon as they start to rebuild the temple, the enemy comes and
attacks them. 仇敌不在乎我们个人爱主。
The enemy do not care whether we love the Lord or not individually.
虽然他不喜欢我们爱主。
He doesn't like us to love the Lord.
但是他不是最怕的。
But that is not the things that he worries about.
最怕的乃是我们在这里恢复了神家该有的见证。
What he is worried about that we may rebuild the recovery of God's testimony.
所以当他们要盖圣殿的时候，仇敌就全面的来破坏。
So when they want to rebuild the temple, the enemy came to attack them.
阻挡了15年。
And it frustrated them for 15 years.
我不晓得多少人昨天晚上参加的聚会，但是我们昨天讲到为什么对圣殿他特别要攻击。
I'm not sure how many of you were at the meeting yesterday, but how the enemy want to attack us when we try to rebuild the temple.
那个答案就在于圣殿它真正的重要性在哪里。
Why is that? Because there is the importance about the temple of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们也引用了新约的圣经，知道旧约的圣殿就是新约的教会。
And we know that the Old Testament temple is a picture of the New Testament church.
因为哥林多前书三章十六节、十七节特别说，岂不知你们就是神的殿。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 and 17 saying that don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit of God.
神的灵住在你们里面。
God's Spirit dwells in you.
这殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
And this temple is holy. This temple is you.
所以你要晓得新约的教会、旧约的圣殿都讲到神家的见证。
So the New Testament church, the Old Testament temple talk about the testimony of the house of God.
圣殿是神的居所。
The temple is a dwelling place of God.
新约说教会是神的家。
And the New Testament say that the church is the house of God.
这是神安息的地方，神与人同在的地方。
This is a place where God rests. This is a place where God spends time with people.
第二个是神在这里得到人敬拜，得到荣耀的地方。
So in the house of God, God received glory, God received worship.
所以在新约神要得到一个荣耀的教会。
So in the New Testament, God wants to have a glorious church.
第三个说到教会是神和人在这里相会，人在这里蒙恩蒙福的地方。
So there is a place where God meet with man, where men are blessed by God.
所以当要重建圣殿的时候，仇敌就来破坏了。
So when they want to rebuild the temple, the enemy came to attack.
我不知道澳洲有多少间教会，有没有人知道？
I'm not sure if you know how many church buildings are in Australia.
你知道在美国，美国有多少间教会吗？
Do you know how many church buildings are in America?
想不想知道？
Do you want to know?
30多万家。
300,000, more than 300,000.
从2006年到2012年，我在 Christianity Today 上面看到的，这六七年里面关了3万多家。
From 2001 to 2016, they closed about 30,000 churches.
弟兄姊妹，这个仇敌破坏，破坏，破坏。
So their attack of enemies always attacking them.
你知道全世界有多少间教会了吗？
Do you know how many church buildings are in the world today?
有没有人要猜一猜啊？
You want to guess?
对不起，我没带糖哈，万一猜到就给你们。
I don't have any sweets or gift to give to you if you have the right answer.
3,700,000家。37 million.
37 million churches all around the world.
3,700,000间教会。
37 million church buildings.
然后有34000个 denomination, 34000个宗派。
And there are about 34,000 different denominations.
分了又分，分了又分，分了又分。
Because they divide and then and become other churches and so forth.
有一个城市我不讲它的名字了，我05年跟于师母第一次去的时候，他们有40多间华人教会。
There was a city that I will not mention the name. When we went there in 2005, they had more than 40 Chinese churches.
我们今年去的时候，他们已经150多间教华人教会。
When we went back this year, they have 150 different Chinese churches.
你跟我说，哇，我的复兴，对不对？哇，这么大的复兴，四十多。变成150间教会了。
You may say, wow, what a revival there from 40 to 150 churches.
但是这些牧师传道人告诉我说是分裂又分裂又分裂。
But the pastors and the preachers of those churches say they are actually, the church was rebuilt because of, divisions.
就是因为圣殿的意义，教会的意义太重要了。
So concerning what is the temple and what is the church, this is so important.
所以仇敌整个的工作就在教会里面。
So the enemy's work is always in the church.
用任何的原因在我们中间制造破坏。
They use all sorts of reasons to create divisions among us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当他们重建圣殿的时候，马上就遭遇拦阻。
So brothers and sisters, when they tried to rebuild the temple, straight away they were under persecution.
然后圣殿的工作停了15年。
And the rebuilding work stopped for 15 years.
等到神兴起的先知起来说劝勉的话，说责备的话，说指导的话。
Until God raised up some prophets to rebuke them, to correct them, and to challenge them.
啊，所有的百姓重新起来，继续建造，不管别人了。
And the people of God rise up and continue the building work, do not care for other people's affairs.
然后马上就看见神大能和恩典的介入，神来帮助他们。
Straight away can see the power of God.Being manifested and God helped them to rebuild.
昨天我们已经讲过了，王下令不准任何人再来拦阻他们重建。
So therefore, we will not let anyone to frustrate us from building.
所有需要的建材，所有需要的资源、经费，全部给他们。
That we can give to the builders all that they need.
弟兄姊妹，我们要起来，要恢复神家的见证。
Brothers and sisters, we must rise up. We must recover the testimony of the house of God.
让教会真是神同在，那么清楚有神的同在。
That the church truly be a place full of the God's presence.
让教会里面真是以神为中心、为目的、为内容的教会。
That the church truly is a place where God is the focus. God is the center.Of the and purpose.
我们不是以人为中心，而是以神为中心。
That we will not do it, use anyone or anything as our focus, but God Himself.
虽然我们彼此相爱，我们要解决人的问题，但是我们来是来到神的面前。
Even though we love one another, we want to solve one another's problem, but when we come together, we focus on God.
神在教会可以心满意足。
That God may.Be satisfied with us in the church.
而且要一定要让教会是人在这里遇见神，能够蒙恩又蒙福的地方。
That the church must be a place where man can meet God and blessed by God.
当哥林多教会纷乱纷争不正常的时候
，When the church in Corinth has some problem and divisions.
保罗说：“你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。
”And Paul said to them that you meet together, you are.Actually, causing harm to one another.
全教会都要不甘心，如果我们里面在聚会里面得不到祝福的话。
Surely, if we are in a meeting and we cannot be blessed by God, we should not be happy with that.
全教会都要一起祷告，一起求神，在我们中间把所有仇敌的工作赶逐出去。
That the whole church must pray for it and to reject the work of Satan.
因为神的儿子显现出来。就是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Because the Son of God has been revealed to destroy the work of the evil one.
啊，有一个翻译叫做 undo， 所有把所有仇敌做的全部把它 undo 掉。
And there was a translation that it will undo all the work of Satan.
不管仇敌做多少，神都能够把它全部废了。
Doesn't matter what the enemy has done, God can nullify them.
弟兄姊妹，要为神家的复兴祷告。
So we must pray for the recovery of God's work in the church.
今天晚上我们用重建城墙来讲到神家见证的恢复。
And today we will talk about the rebuilding of the walls, as a picture of the recovery of God's work.
尼希米记是太伟大的一卷书，我们没有时间去好好讲它。
Nehemiah is such a great book, but we won't have time to go through the whole book.
我们买会所的时候，那一段那么多的征战里面，神就叫我们全教会读尼希米记。
When we were about to purchase the church building, God has challenged us to read the book of Nehemiah.
哎呦，我们觉得尼希米记简直是为我们教会写的。
And we thought that Nehemiah was written for our church.
所有仇敌的诡计，所有我们中间该有的反应。未来下一步该怎么做，你们都有答案。
And we can find the answers here about Satan's attack and whatever we need of can be found in this book.
我就假设大家都很熟了哈。
So I will assume that you are all familiar with this book.
弟兄姊妹，我们昨天讲到重建城墙，仇敌立刻来攻击。
Yesterday,
或者重建圣殿，仇敌立刻来攻击。
We talk about the rebuilding of the temple and then the attack of Satan.
你如果从以斯拉记第四章回家仔细看的话
，If you look at the book of Ezra chapter four，
特别在十二节就知道他们那个时候已经开始重建城墙了。
And in verse 12 told us that they already started rebuilding the walls。
当他们开始重建城墙的时候，仇敌马上就来拦阻。
Whenever they finished rebuilding。The enemy came and attacked them.
所以我这次讲这个信息，特别从两个事情，一个是圣殿的重建，一个是城墙的重建。
So this time my burden is talk about the rebuilding of the temple and the rebuilding of the wall.
因为这两个重建都马上遭遇到仇敌的攻击。
Because these two matters were attacked by Satan.
为什么
？Why？
都是可以从他们的重要性里面找到答案。
We can find the reason.From the importance of these two words.
刚才我们已经讲过圣殿的重要性了。
We talk about how important the temple is.
现在我们讲城墙的重要性。
Now we're going to talk about the wall, how important the walls are.
我也就是简单提三个点就好了。
I want to mention three things.
第一件事情，城墙是为了保护的。
First thing, the walls are for protection.
在古代，当然现在，心里根本没有城墙，对不对？现在的人不造城墙。
And today we don't build big walls like in the past.
但是在古代，每一个城需要有城墙的。
But in the olden times, every city are protected by walls, city walls.
因为城墙是一个保护。
Because the city walls are for protection.
一个没有城墙的城是没有保护的城。
A city without the city walls is a city without protection.
是仇敌可以自由进出、为所欲为的。
That the enemies can go in and out freely without any hindrance.
同样的话应用在家庭、教会和个人身上。
And so we can use the same analogy on family and your personal life.
家庭如果没有城墙来保护的话
，If your family has no protection of walls,
是仇敌可以自由进出、为所欲为的家。
Then your family can be a place where the enemies can go in and out, can do whatever he wants.
这就是为什么我们最近有这么注重在家里面要属灵。
That's why we have emphasized that each family must be spiritual.
不是只有来到教会才表现的属灵。
It's not to show how spiritual you are when you come to the church.
家里面如果没有家庭祭坛，没有属灵的城墙，你发现很容易被掳，很容易造成伤害的。
If your family has never had a family altar, if there's no protection, then you will be enslaved and you will be exiled.
夫妻之间、婆媳之间、亲子之间，任何关系都可能成为我们身心灵的伤害。
That the relationship between husband and wife, between in-laws and so forth will become harmful to you.
我们个人也是这样。
Our personal life is the same.
连我们的思想都需要有城墙。
Even our mind, our thoughts need to have walls around it.
我上个礼拜在 Melbourne 的时候跟他们特别讲到心思的征战的时候。
Last week in Melbourne, I talked to the people about the spiritual warfare in your mind.
我们说到要为思想做 CPR 心肺急救术。
And we talk about we need to have a CPR to your mind and thoughts.
要 control your mind, protect your mind, renew your mind.
You need to protect and renew your mind.
要能够控制自己的思想，能够保护自己的思想，能够不住的更新自己的思想 ，CPR.
So you need to really to protect.And refresh and revive your mind.
你看约翰福音十三章。
And we go to John chapter 13.
这个逾越节前，耶稣知道自己离世的日子近了，他准备为门徒洗脚。
And talk about Jesus know that he, the time for him to leave this world is near, so he washed his disciples' feet.
圣经上说，他爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
The Bible says that having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
但是底下却加了一个括号。
And then he says something underneath.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道大家有没有读过一本书，是 Henry Foster 写的《圣经中的括号》。
And there was a book written by Henry Foster concerning the quote and unquote in the Bible.
就在这个括号里面，他说这个时候撒旦已经将卖耶稣的意思放在犹大的心里。
So it was being quoted saying that the devil, having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him.
丢过垃圾没有?
Have you read that?
不是，我说你们有没有丢过垃圾？垃圾 garbage.
Have you
rubbish? 打开盖子丢进去，盖起来，对不对？
Surely, if you just open up the rubbish bin, throw in the rubbish and close it, that's all.
那天撒旦走到犹大的面前，拉开他的脑袋，丢下一个卖耶稣的思想，盖起来，他就去卖耶稣去了。
So Judas is scared that they has his mind open, and then Satan put some rubbish into his mind and closed it, and he went to betray Jesus.
所以宾利威师母说，心思是属灵的第一个战场，太可怕了。
So Jesse Penlu is saying that.Our minds and our thought is the first battlefield of spiritual warfare.
仇敌将卖耶稣的意思，将怀疑弟兄、埋怨恨弟兄的思想一直放在我们里面，我们就造成各式各样的问题。
And Satan always put in bad thoughts into our mind concerning our brothers and sisters, causing us to have issues with them.
弟兄姊妹需要城墙，城墙受到保护。
So brothers and sisters, we need the walls to protect our mind.
今天多少人活在各样的捆绑、各样的痛苦、各样的 bitterness 里面，很多的时候是我们的心思已经被捆绑了。
Today, many people live in bitterness, live in unhappiness because their mind were in bondage.
我们的思想没有保护。
Because our mind will not protect.
我们的眼睛没有保护。
And our eyes will not protect.
我们所有接触的东西没有保护。
Whatever we receive, we did not protect.
我们的人际关系没有保护，所以出这么多问题。
We did not protect our relationship with people, therefore there are so many problems.
弟兄姊妹，第一件事情讲到保护。
So the first thing is about protection.
第二件事情讲到它是一个分别的界限。
And secondly, the wall is a dividing line.
他把属天的跟属地的分别出来。
He divides whatever is heavenly to earthly.
你看到城墙里面有城里面跟城外面。
So when you see a city wall, you see the outside, those outside the wall and inside the wall.
一个属灵的城墙把属神的跟属地的分开来。
So a spiritual wall will divide whatever is of God, whatever is of the earth.
把属灵的跟属肉体的分开来。
Whatever is spiritual, whatever is of the flesh.
把圣的跟俗的分开来。
Whatever is holy, whatever is earthly.
把洁净的跟污秽的分开来。
To separate the holy, the clean to the unclean.
弟兄姊妹，我们神家需要有保护，也需要有分别。
So brothers and sisters, in the house of God, we need such protection, we need such division.
世界的价值观，世界做事情的方法，现在都进到神家。
Many ways of doing things in the world has entered the house of God.
世界的 lifestyle 那么大的影响神的儿女们。
The worldly lifestyle has entered into the life of the believers.
所以你说看看这个 Apple 的 cell phone 出来这么十年多。对人类多大的影响啊。
You can see, the cell phone, the Apple and whatever, the influence are so much.
大家都知道它对我们影响太大了。
Certainly, it has influenced us a lot.
时间上、健康上、人际关系上、价值观上、道德观念上、任何的事情它几乎都全面影响。
It actually influenced the way we use our time, the way we think about things,Our moral conduct and so forth has been affected by this cell phone.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要在主的面前求主保守我们。
So brothers and sisters, we need to come before the Lord and ask the Lord to protect us.
太多的东西混进神家来。
There's so much thing has entered into the house of God.
太多的观念进到神家来。
So many thoughts enter into our mind.
我记得于师母在读神学院的时候，有一个老师跟他讲了。
I remember when my wife was in the theological college, her teacher said to her.
他说后现代的这种思维方式跟 lifestyle 跟生活方式其实都已经进到教会来了。
He said in the last days all these other things the worry thinking methods has entered into the life of the church.
你如果是五十年前
If you go back 50 years ago
一个艺术系的教授带领他的学生去参加一个艺术展览馆
if there's an art teacher taking his students to an art exhibition.
他一般都会问这些学生们说，这个作者在这幅画里面想要表达什么？
They will ask the students, what is the artist trying to express in this painting?
对不对？
Surely he will ask that.
因为要去了解原作者做这个人他到底想表达什么
Because they need to ask what is the original purpose of the artist creating this artwork.
这个后现代的学生后现代的教授都去问说这个作品给你的感觉是什么
But the contemporary teachers or teachers nowadays they say how do you feel about this artwork?
然后我现在就问问看大家在你们家庭聚会小组聚会读经的时候
When you are in your house group in your Bible study at home
当你们读到一段经文
When you read a scripture
你们会问说圣经在这里想要告诉我们什么还是说你读了这段圣经你感觉什么
Will you ask, what does the Bible try to tell us in this verse? Or do you ask, how do you feel about this verse?
对不对？其实不知不觉都进来了。
Suddenly, all these worldly thoughts has come into your Bible study life.
从前的诗歌只有一个 purpose, 就是敬拜神。
In the past, the hymns have only one purpose, is to worship God.
今天的诗歌挑选很重要的是要满足人。
Today, a lot of hymns are chosen so that they can satisfy our wants.
所以长诗、短诗、现代的、古典的、用古的、不用古的，统统都会影响底下会众要不要在这个教会。
And the hymns that was chosen, whether they are too long, too old, too short, they all will influence how the audience will stay in the church or not.
很多不应该进入神家的，现在都进来了。
So many things that should not enter the house of God has entered in.
听说一个教会要买会所，为了鼓励弟兄姊妹奉献。
I heard that there was a church because they wanted to buy a new premise. They encouraged the brothers and sisters.
其实不止一个教会是这样。
I believe not only one church is doing that.
他们在后面挂的排行榜，上周奉献排行榜。
And they actually have a list of contributors of offerings to show who is first.
第一名多少钱？第二名多少钱
？Number one, how many thousand? Number two, how many thousand?
教会不要多，只要有两个财主就买下来了。
The church do not need many people. Only two rich men they can buy the whole church.
这个礼拜他赢，下个礼拜我赢，下个礼拜他赢，马上就买了。
They always fight and compete with one another. In the end, the church will be easily built.
弟兄姊妹，任何东西都可能进到神家。
So if that's the case, then a lot of other things will enter into the church.
第三个，它是一个具体的见证。
Thirdly, the wall is also a practical expression, a testimony.
前一阵子有一个神的老仆人到我们教会来参观，他就。直接就走进我的这个办公室看我书架上放什么书啊
There was an old servant of God who came and visited me and straight away he entered my office and looked at all the books on my shelf.
他说我最喜欢看传道人书架放什么书就知道这个传道人品质如何
He said I will look at the books of a preacher and know what sort of preacher he is.
同样的你进到一个人的客厅看他怎么 design 你就晓得这个女主人或男主人的 taste 如何
So when you enter into someone's living room and you see the design you will know the taste of the host
古代那些诸侯那些王亲就是借着 castle 他的城堡来表达他自己
In the past those people who are powerful or mighty in authority they will buildThere are walls to be strong and to show off.
表达他的地位，表达他的财富，表达他的个人的个性。
He show his position, show his power and his authority.
所以我30年前出差在德国莱茵河旁边开车的时候，哇，各式各样的 castle。
So one time I went to travel in Germany and saw all the different castles on the River Rhine.
弟兄姊妹，诗篇87篇告诉我们说，神的城啊，有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
And Psalm 87 talk about the city of God, how glorious that men are spoken of.
诗篇48篇说，锡安城大君王的城，在北面居高华美，为全地的人所喜爱。
Psalm 48 talk about the city of God that was so glorious and so beautiful that was loved by all who come upon it.
神正在经营建造一座伟大的城。
So God is building a great wall.
这个城本身就是一个见证，彰显神的丰富和荣耀。
This wall is a testimony, to manifest God's glory.
啊，你去读诗篇四十八篇，非常喜乐。好，他说神住在这个城里面。
If you read Psalm 48, you can really feel the joy, saying that God is living in this city.
而且他说我们在你的殿里想念你的慈爱，那 meditate 在那里，哎呀，浸透在神的 unfailing love。浸透在神永远的爱里面。
He said that we can meditate on your love and truly submerge in your love.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会，这是神的城。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's church. This is God's city.
那前面第二节讲到，看啊，众王一起经过的时候，他们被惊惶惊恐抓住了。
So they say that when the king assembled, they were being gripped.By fear and tremble.
惊奇上胆，急忙逃亡，像惨难的妇人一样。
They saw it and they saw they marvel, they were troubled and they hastened away.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的城，这是应该教会该有的情形。
This is the church, this is the city of God, something that magnify God's glory.
因为里面住的是城，那是神。
Because God is living in it.
里面住的是神的百姓，在这里 meditate, 享受他的 unfailing love.
God's people are enjoying his unfailing love in that city.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做圣城。
Brothers and sisters, this is the holy city.
不光圣殿的重建，仇敌要攻击。
Not only the holy temple, the rebuild will be attacked by Satan.
圣城的重建，仇敌一定来破坏。
The holy city, when it needs to be rebuilt,Satan will also attack.
所以尼希米记第一章告诉我们，当尼希米在这个苏珊的城中，在王宫里面，有一些老乡来了。
And when Nehemiah was in the city of Susan, and when he heard from his relatives,
他不是问说你有没有给我带点土产来啊？
He didn't ask them, have you brought me some local produce?
他有没有问说耶路撒冷的天气气候怎么样啊？
He didn't ask, what is the weather like in Jerusalem?
他马上就问耶路撒冷神的百姓情形如何。
He asked, what about the people of God? What is the city like in Jerusalem?
那些朋友告诉他说百姓正在遭大难受凌辱。
And then the people have brought bad news saying that the people are suffering.And they are under shame.
因为城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧。
Because the wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, the gates are burned and with fire.
弟兄姊妹，城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧。
You see, the walls have been broken down, the gates were on fire.
保护没有了。
There's no protection.
仇敌可以自由进出，从事破坏。
The enemies can go in and out and destroy things.
界限没有了。
There's no division.
神家圣俗不分。
There's no holy and unholy in the house of God.
跟这个地没有分别了。
There's no more separation.
神家的见证被摧毁了。
So the testimony of the house of God has been destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，尼希米听到这个的时候，他就撕裂衣服，在神的面前禁食，在神面前祷告。
Brothers and sisters, when Nehemiah heard of this, he tore his clothes.And he pray and fast before God.
弟兄姊妹，不应该是这个样子的，对不对？
Because it should not be like that.
神家应该是充满了保护、安全的、平安的。
The house of God should be full of protection, full of peace, full of joy.
神家应该是属天的，应该是属神的，跟地上有分别的。
It should be heavenly, it should be of God, should be separated from the world.
神家是应该是神荣耀被彰显的地方。
It should be a place God's glory is magnified.
但是百姓却在遭大难受凌辱。
But yet the people of God, they are under great shame.
因为城墙被毁。城门被火焚烧。
Because the walls are broken down, the city gates were on fire.
弟兄姊妹，我相信所有爱主的弟兄姊妹。
I believe that all the brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
所有里面还有属灵感觉的弟兄姊妹。
Those who still have any spiritual feelings within them.
当我们看见神家城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧的时候。
When we see the house of God that the walls are broken down and the gates were on fire.
我们里面一定痛苦，一定爱哭的。
I'm sure that you will be suffering and you will be in tears.
而且我们一定会起来祷告的。
And you will rise up and pray.
弟兄姊妹，这就是尼希米。
Brothers and sisters, this is Nehemiah.
他起来在神面前禁食祷告多日。
He actually fast and pray for many days before God.
他为着神家祷告。
He pray for the house of God.
但是他不是无可奈何的接受这个事实。
He is not accepting the fact, by not doing anything.
他是一个采取行动的人。
But he is a man of action. He will pray and he will do action.
他是一个采取积极行动的人。
Someone with positive action.
我非常喜欢 Austin Sparks 在一本书《恢复神儿子丰满的见证》这本书里面讲的。
I really like what Austin Sparks said in the book that he written about the recovery of the fullness of the Son of God.
他就是用尼耳米亚、尼希米记做背景。
And he used Nehemiah as a background to his writing.
他说今天看见神家有问题的人很多。
He said many people today can see where the problems are in the house of God.
要看见神家的问题也不难。
He said to see the problem is not difficult.
但是神家真正需要的就是不光看见难处，我那个起来防堵破口的人。
But what the church of God needs today is not only see it, but people who will rise up and learn and be able to mend the wall.
是真正有人能够采取行动来防止这件事情继续恶化的人。
That they will take action to prevent the situation from worsening, but to do something positive to fix it.
如果我什么都不能做，我就宁可安静不说话。
If I was not able to do anything, I'd rather be quiet and not do anything.
但是他底下接着说，他说求神救我们。因为无可奈何而必须保持的沉默。
And he said, may God save us from being silent because we can't do anything.
让我们起来积极的把城墙重建起来。
But that we may be able to rise up and to positively fix the problem.
这就是尼希米。
This is Nehemiah.
当王问他的时候，
when the king asked him,
他马上把所有的计划都讲出来，因为这是祷告出来的。
And he straight away gave the king all his plans because that came from prayer.
谁说基督徒不需要有计划的？
Who say Christians should not have a plan?
我们需要祷告，跪在主的面前，让主把一二三告诉我们，让我们知道怎么往前。
We should pray and kneel before God, and so that God can tell us 1, 2, 3 what to do.
知道神要做什么。
To know what God's mind is.
我昨天晚上讲过了，当领袖的就像在 shopping mall 一样，你去看那个地图。
And when you go to the shopping mall and look at the map of the shopping mall.
那个红点告诉你说我在这里 ，You are here.
And the red dot say that you are here.
告诉你要去哪里。
And tell you if you want to go there, how to go.
然后你要怎么去。
How to get there.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在主面前祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we must pray before God.
尼希米知道神要的是什么。
Nehemiah knew exactly what God wants.
然后尼希米也就起来了解神家到底目前在哪里。
And then Nehemiah prayed so that he may understand where is the condition.What is the condition of the house of God?
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道你现在到底在哪里？
Brother and sister, do you know where you are today?
你知不知道今天教会的情形到底在哪里？
Do you know what is the situation of the church today?
不要以为自己的判断就是对的，我们要怎么样子有一个很属灵的、很正确、很真实的 assessment?
Do not think that your judgment is always right, but let us have a great accurate spiritual assessment.
多少父母亲觉得自己的孩子没问题，很爱主，很乖。
So many parents think that the children have no problem, that they love the Lord.
但是我听说多少的女孩子早就跟人家同居了，爸爸妈妈完全不知道。
But I knew of many young teenagers, they actually having living together without their parents' knowledge.
甚至在学校都堕胎几次了，父母亲完全不知道。
Some of the girls even have a few abortions without their parents knowing.
弟兄姊妹，我们到底今天对神家、对自己、对家庭、对我周围的情形、对仇敌的工作，我们的判断正不正确？
Brother and sister, is our assessment today accurate concerning the church, our family, and the situation among brothers and sisters?
所以尼希米不仅是采取积极行动的人。
So Nehemiah not only taking positive actions.
他一回到耶路撒冷，隔两天他就夜间起来查看城墙被毁坏的情形。
When he went back to Jerusalem, he rise up at night to go and inspect the damage in the city wall.
他要第一手的、亲自的、正确的了解城家被破坏的情形。
He want to have a first-hand experience of inspection so that he knew what the damage are.
他要知道仇敌进出神家的管道 pathway 到底是什么。
He want to see the pathway where the enemies go in and out of God's city.
C.S. Lewis 曾经举了一个例子。
C.S. Lewis once gave an example.
他说很多的时候我们自我省察。
He said when we examine ourselves,
想看看自己里面到底有什么地方不讨神喜悦、不好的地方。
When we see what is in it that is not pleasing to God.
他说我们好像点的蜡烛、点的灯，这个 噔噔噔噔的下地窖，想要去看看有没有老鼠。
As if we are light a little candle went down to the basement to check whether there's any mouse or not.
我跟你说，你这样子大摇大摆的下地窖，你看不到老鼠的。
If you go down there to the basement to check for mouse, you will not find them.
你觉得，哎呦，我很认真，我很谦卑，我很检查自己。
You say I'm very humble. I want to see myself whether there's any problem in me.
看完了以后，盖个章，没问题。没老鼠。
After you see this, say, "Ah, no problem. I'll put a seal on it. Say that there's no mouse at all."
但是你如果啪一下灯打开来，你就发现老鼠到处流窜。
But if you suddenly switch on the light, bright, and you see all the mouse running around,
你才晓得我里面的情形原来这么可怕。
Then you discover how frightening your condition is before God.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们不认识自己。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time we do not know ourselves.
很多的时候我们对教会真正的情形，我们根本麻木了。
That we are so numb to the problems in the church.
我们在得意的时候，其实仇敌不知道已经做了多少破坏的工作。
When we are still happy about our situation, Satan has done so much damage in our back.
所以利西米回来，他自己看。
So Nehemiah came back, he checked out the city himself.
他第一手的了解。
He wanted to have first-hand knowledge.
他的了解不是为了批评，不是为了论断。
His understanding is not to criticize or to
他为的是恢复，为的是要重建。
He inspect the city in order to rebuild, in order to do a good job.
所以他不仅仅是采取行动的人。
So he's a man who took actions.
他是第一手了解实情的人。
He's a person who had the first-hand experience, knowledge.
然后他是能够把负担、把使命传给神百姓的人。
And then he can pass on his burden to the people of God.
虽然圣经上只记载了一句话，他说：“起来，让我们重建城墙，免得再受凌辱。”
And he said that let us rise up and rebuild the city wall.So that we will not under shame again.
我相信绝对不止这么一句话。
I believe there are a lot more things he said.
你看我刚才已经喊了，大家都还懒懒的。
I already shout out the word, but you all seem to be not moved by it.
我决定相信黎西明那样子的爱神家，那样子的痛苦，那样子强烈的使命，他传染出去给神的儿女们。
And I believe that Nehemiah has passed on his feelings and his sadness and his earnestness about the rebuilding of the city of God and to the people.
一个领袖
a leader,
有很多的要求和条件。
You may have a lot of demand and requirements of him.
你在黎西米身上差不多都可以看到很多很多的条件，很多的qualities.
And you can see many of the qualities of leadership in Nehemiah's life.
那其中有一个就是能够赋予别人使命感。
And one of the things is the sense of mission in his heart.
所以我们在教会里面，我们也鼓励所有的部门的负责同工，你一定要给你的同团队里面的弟兄姊妹使命感。
And I have encouraged the workers in my church that whenever you go to serve, you must have the same sense of mission, with the people you serve together.
你不能只是把事情交给他，叫他做而已。
Not just giving them something to do and tell them to do it.
要把使命感给他们。
But you must give them that sense of mission.
当招待一定有使命感的，绝对不是只是在那里打开门发个单张请人进来做而已。
To be an usher, you need to have a sense of mission. You need to have a vision of what you want to achieve in that role.
我跟我们教会整洁队长讲，我说弟兄姊妹肯不肯负责任扫厕所做整洁，都是我们里面生命情形的一个发表。
I say, brothers and sisters who do the cleaning of the church, I told them that cleaning toilets and clean the bathroom, how you clean it will show how you felt about the
church. 他是不是忠心，是不是有仆人谦卑的心智，他是不是能够跟团队配搭，通通都在这些事情上显明出来。
Whether he is faithful, whether he is able to work together with other believers, they can all be shown in the way he cleaned the toilet.
我们教会的场地十万平方尺，等于八千平方米。大家都说这么大，找外面人来做整洁。
And our church is quite big, has 8,000 square feet. We had look for people to come and clean it.
我们长子说 no, 我们自己带头做。
And then a lot of the people from our church say no, we won't ask for outside help. We'll do it ourselves.
因为这是 build up 神儿女们一个仆人的 character 的一个机会。
Because there is opportunity to build up the character of the children of God.
保罗最能够给人使命感。
Paul knew how to give people a sense of mission.
他在哥罗西书三章二十三节说，你无论做什么，像是给主，要从心里做，像是给主做的。
He said, whatever you do, do it from your heart, do it for the Lord.
因为你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
Because you who serve are serving the Lord Christ.
你有没有觉得我做什么事情一下子有价值了？有没有？
Do you feel that whenever you have that mission, then you know that whatever you do has value?
所以我们厨房挂了一个纸条说，你如果爱耶稣、爱主的话，由爱主开始，爱 cooking 开始。
And we have a banner in the kitchen that if you love the Lord, you will love cooking. The word Lord and cooking is the same sound in Chinese.
爱主由爱主开始。
For loving the Lord from love cooking, from loving cooking, begin with loving cooking.
爱主从马大开始。
And to love the Lord be like Martha.
不要以为马大不属灵，马大比我们每一个人都属灵。
Actually, Martha is quite spiritual, more spiritual than many of us.
他爱耶稣，他甘心舍己，他殷勤侍奉神。
He loved the Lord and he was willing to serve faithfully.
然后他有度量接受主的校正。
And he has the capacity to receive correction from the Lord.
今天这样子的同工去哪里找？
Where can we find such a co-workers?
如果我是马大，被主这样一责备，老娘不干了。
If I was Martha, if I was rebuked by the Lord in such a way, I would just give up and go away.
马大不是侍奉主埋怨，是因为看他妹妹不顺眼。
And he did not, she is not complaining about serving the Lord, but he just detests his young, her younger sister.
我在跟你忙得满头大汗，你在那边这样子看着耶稣，他当然不舒服嘛。
See, I was so busy with cooking in the kitchen and you were just staring at the Lord Jesus. That is not fair.
他就跟主说，难道你不要叫我妹子来帮我吗？没想到又被主说了一顿，马大马大，你为许多事思虑烦恼，对不对？
And then she complained to the Lord, Lord, why didn't you ask her to come and help me? And the Lord said to her, Martha, Martha, you worry about too many things.
他而且主不仅仅责备了马大，还夸奖了玛利亚，如果是你，你干嘛？
And not only rebuking Martha, he evencommended what Mary has done.
但是你看约翰福音十二章，当耶稣逾越节在这个西门家里坐席的时候。
So, but we came to John chapter 12 when Jesus was a guest at Simon's house.
只讲了一句话，马大伺候，你没有听到他有埋怨，他还是在殷勤的伺候。
And we just saw a description, Martha served.
他长进了，他被主改变了。
She has been changed by God, by the Lord. She no longer complained in serving.
这样子的生命太难得了。
This is such a life, so wonderful.
所以我十几年前在墨尔本讲完马大的时候，好几个姊妹来谢谢我。
And many sisters came and thanked me when I spoke about Martha in the church in Melbourne more than 10 years ago.
他说我们被教会那些爱主的姊妹们打入马大团契。
And she said that they say that they have been being classed as Martha.Group of people by those people who love the Lord.
他说：“余弟兄，你太安慰我们了。”我说：“我也不是为你们讲的，我只是讲主的话。”
And I said to them, "I'm not speaking to support you. I'm just speaking the word of God."
你看主耶稣马太福音二十五章，他是坐在我弟兄中最小的一个人身上，就是坐在我的身上。
The Lord said Matthew that whatever you do in the least of my brethren, you did it unto me.
我们看望弟兄姊妹，扶持弟兄姊妹，陪伴弟兄姊妹，所有的事就好像坐在主的身上。
We go and visit our brothers and sisters. We go and help our brothers and sisters. Whatever we do it unto the Lord.
这个叫做赋予使命感。
This is having a sense of mission.
尼希米回来把使命感传给神的百姓。
So when Nehemiah came back to Jerusalem, he passed that sense of mission to all the people of God.
他说让我们都起来。
He said, "Let us rise up."
我们一起来重建城墙。
Let us rebuild the city wall.
免得我们再受凌辱。
To prevent being put to shame again.
弟兄姊妹 ，leader 自己没有火，他就不可能把别人点起来。
Brothers and sisters, if the leader has no spark of fire, he cannot light up.The fire in others.
我们自己里面要为着神家的荣耀、神家的见证，被这个火抓住了，像火在我里面烧一样。
We must, for the sake of the testimony of the house of God, to be captured, to be burned by this spark of fire.
我们才会勇敢的起来，把别人都点起来。
Then we can rise up and light the fire in others.
不光照亮别人，而且是点燃别人。
Not only to shine a light on others, but to burn.To spark the burning in them.
然后昨天跟一些弟兄们交通到这个讲到话语出口里面一定要有火，要有 passion.
And yesterday I talked to a few people say that when you preach, You must have passion. You must have fire within you.
我昨天讲了一个故事，在英国有一个神学院刚毕业的一个传道人到一个教会去申请一个服事的机会。
I talk about there was a preacher in England went to a church to apply for a position there.
那个圣公会的主教 interviewed 他。
And so the Anglican bishop has interviewed him.
啊，这个年轻人就跟这个主教讲，他说我跟师父真不一样啊。
And this young man said to the bishop, "Say that I am different to Spurgeon."
不用你讲，大家都知道你不一样。他说我跟师父真不一样。他说我不是那种会把英国给烧起来的人。
And he said, "I'm not like Spurgeon who can burn up the whole England."
那个 bishop 看着他。
And the bishop looked at him.
他说年轻人，我也从来不期望你把英国烧起来。
And he said to the young man, "Say I do not wish that you will burn up the England."
但是我在乎的。
But what I mind is,
就是我把你丢到泰晤士河，你知道英国伦敦旁边是泰晤士河。他说我把你丢到泰晤士河的时候，我会不会能够听到嘶一声？
It's about if I throw you into the River Thames, will I hear that the fire being put off?
你就算只是一个小火柴，是真正有火的话，我放到泰晤士河，我都会听到嘶一声，对不对
？Even if you're little candles or little matchstick, if I put it into the river, I can hear some sound.
弟兄姊妹，不用求我要做什么大事，先问你自己到底有没有火。
So do not need to ask whether you can do great things for God, but how about yourself?
我是不是真的为万军之耶和华心里火热
？Are you being burned up for the sake of the Lord of hosts,
让这个火去点燃我的同伴，点燃我的同工，甚至去点燃我的 leader.
That this fire within me can spark the fire in others, brothers and sisters, even my leader.
我们一起起来是为了神家见证的重建。
Let us all rise up and rebuild the city, a wall of God.
然后尼希米他是一个领袖，他能够成全圣徒，各尽其职。
So Nehemiah, being a leader, he was able to commit the work to all the believers to do it together.
尼希米第三章不仅仅讲到他动员了所有的百姓们起来。
In chapter 3, talk about how he mobilized all the people of God in the city.
其次是，一直讲到一批一批的人投入这个行列。
And then they describe this group and that group and that group and so forth.
Next to them, 一直讲不同的人投入了这个重建的行列。
And next to him was this, and next to him was that.
讲了31次。
31 times he mentioned that next to that.
各行各业的。
That every...tribes and every occupation.
有做香的，有做铜匠的，有男的，有女的，有年长的，年幼，弟兄姊妹，所有人都投入这个行列了。
They are male and female. They are young and old. They are different occupations. They all give themselves to this work of rebuilding the wall.
不仅仅动员所有的人。
Not only he mobilized all the people.
而且大家都是甘心的参与这件事情。
But everyone was willingly participating.
有人是做平原平地的
，some who build on the flat ground。
有人是做上坡地的，上坡容易还是平地容易啊
？Some will build on the hill, of course on the hill is be harder。
当然上坡难嘛
，surely is harder。
还有转弯的地方
，and those who are building around the corner。
有的是对着大祭司的门口，哇，我做这个会被大祭司夸奖的。
And then someone was built right in front of the priest's doors.
有的是在转角处，没有人看到你。
Some may be building on the corner that no one will see.
有的是对着全门，哇，还有 view.
And some was building with a view in mind.
那个 fountain, 那全的门 ,gate of fountain, 那个全门。
Some was building right before the fountain that has beautiful view.
还有人对着粪场门。
Some was building facing the dung gate.
到大便的地方。
Places where they throw the rubbish.
天天闻到死尸臭便。
They only smell of dead bodies and dung.
没有人埋怨。
But nobody complains.
全体参与，甘心参与。
Everyone involved, everyone work willingly.
而且武士讲到对着自己房屋的正面来修理这个殿。
And then they say that they
来修理这个城。
They rebuild the wall starting from where they live.
弟兄姊妹，就是自己的房子对着的，我把我的自己的修起来。
He say where their houses is, they build that section of the wall.
弟兄姊妹，你这个是一件很大的挑战啊。
This is a great challenge.
我把我的修好了。
I have rebuilt my walls.
他把他的修好了。
He rebuilt his walls.
如果有人不肯修。
But if someone not willing to rebuild.
就不可能有第六章第二节说到没有破裂之处 ,not a gap.
And then it will not read in chapter 6 verse 2 saying there's no gap.In all the walls.
每一个家对着城墙的都开始把自己的那一段修得好好的，一个 gap 都没有。
Everyone who are facing with their building the wall facing their house, and no gap was left behind.
弟兄姊妹，只要有人不肯修自己的那一段
，If there's anyone who is not willing to fix out the walls in front of his house,
仇敌就一样可以自由进出，对不对
？Then say the enemies can therefore can enter and go out.
你一个大的水桶破口不要多，只要有。再多的祝福全部流光的，早晚都光。
If you have a bucket of blessing, if there's a little hole, then all the blessing will be leaking away.
再漂亮、再高大的城墙，只要有 gap, 仇敌一定进来。
The more beautiful or strong the gate may look, if there is a leaking somewhere, then enemies will come in.
弟兄姊妹，所以神家见证的重建跟每一个人发生关系的。
So therefore, the rebuilding of the wall has something to do with everyone in the church.
尼希米一个人不可能做完的。
Nehemiah could not finish the work by himself.
首领也不可能做完的。
All the leaders cannot finish the work.
一定要全民一起来参与，甘心的来参与。
They need the whole people, the whole group of people to join.
当城墙这样子做的时候。
So as the city wall has been rebuilt in such a manner,
你发现仇敌用各样的方法来恐吓他们、威胁他们，甚至真的来杀害他们。
We saw that the enemy tried to threaten them, even tried to attack them.
要尼希米记第四章让我们看见尼希米带领百姓用三件事情来回应所有仇敌的攻击。
And Nehemiah leading all the people using three things to answer the enemy's threat.
当仇敌在那里嘲笑、讽刺、威胁的时候。
When the animals were threatening them, laughing at them, and trying to criticize them,
尼希米马上把仇敌的攻击、讽刺、羞辱化成祷告。
Nehemiah turned all the criticism, all the laughing into prayer.
所以他用更多的祷告、更积极的行动、更警醒的态度来回应所有仇敌的工作和攻击。
So they used more earnest prayer, the more right attitude to face with Satan's attack.
我没有时间去细讲它。
I do not have time to go through them in detail.
我刚刚讲说我们在教会买会所的时候正好读尼希米记。
I mentioned just now when we about to buy our church buildings and we were reading Nehemiah.
在我们四面受敌最艰难的时候我们正好按照次序读到第四章。
In the process of purchasing when we had the biggest obstacles, we read chapter 4.
神借着尼希米就对我们说话。
And God through Nehemiah spoke to us.
用更多的祷告、更积极的行动、更警醒的态度来回应所有仇敌的工作。
That we will pray more, that we will be more positive, and we'll be more watchful, and to answer the enemy's attack.
我决定相信在座的个人、家庭和你所在的教会一定有某种程度的难处，对不对
？I believe that whether it's in your family or in your church.You have some problems that you are facing.
我们是任凭难处存在呢，还是我们起来解决它
？Do we allow the problems to remain, or do we rise up and fix those problems?
当你开车，车子的引擎灯亮了红灯了，你是如何去对付这个红灯
？When you are driving and your indicator light has some warning lights, how do you treat that?
你是忽略它吗
？Do you just neglect it?
还是你需要去面对它？
But you need to face with it.
30年前我跟于师母在的一个教会有一个姊妹她是我们中间唯一经济条件还好一点的。
There was a sister in our church 30 years ago who actually has a good household income.
她是我们中间第一个拿手机的那时候手机大概跟我圣经一样大。
In those days, mobile phone is about as big as my Bible. She's the first one in the church who has a mobile phone.
有一天她买了一个 Benz 来，哇，全教会都想，我们教会终于有人还开 Benz 了。
And one day she drove a Mercedes Benz to church, and we say, oh wow, finally we have someone in the church who can drive one.
没想到三个月半年，她的车子引擎全部烧毁了。
And 3 months later, her engine of that Mercedes actually totally burned up.
Brand new 的全新的 Benz
was a brand new Mercedes.
他认为一定没有问题。
She thought there's no problem with it.
哪里晓得不小心为什么他的机油一直在漏
And for some reason, the engine oil keep leaking in her Benz.
没有红灯亮了，她也没空管，她也不懂车，反正想新车不会有问题。
And when the lights, indicator lights, light littered, she just doesn't care because think there's a new car, there should be no problem.
一个车子的引擎完全没有机油，早晚 burn out.
So the engine has no oil, in the end got burned up.
所以后来车子就整个毁了。
So the whole car was gone.
当然车子有保险啊。
Of course, the car has insurance.
那我们教会请的一个神的仆人，一个美国人，他每一年都来 ，Brother Ernest， 我们非常喜欢他。
There was a Brother Ernest who always come to our church to preach. We love him.
他去年来的时候，他说他车子有问题，引擎灯亮了，他就去送到 garage 找人家修理。
He said his car last year had some problem and the indicator light showed some problem. He took it to the garage.
那个 garage 也不太想修，他说你这个问题不大。
And the garage said to him, there's no much problem with this car.
他说可是我有红灯。
But here there's a light, a red light.
他说你如果不喜欢那个红灯，拿个黑胶布贴起来就好了。
And the repairman said, if you don't like the red light, just cover it up with a black tape.
今天我们很多人就是不喜欢那个红灯，就把它贴起来了。
And today we don't like to see the red warning light, we just fix it up with a black tape.
我个人生命出了问题了，我不肯面对，我把它贴起来。
My problem, there's a life in, problem in my life, I don't like to face it, I just stick it up with a black tape.
家庭出了问题了，我们不肯去面对它，把它贴起来。
And our family got problem, we don't like to see it, we just fix it up with a black tape.
明明夫妻距离越来越远了，我们不肯去面对它，所以你不要吵，我忙死了，盖起来。
A husband and wife relationship is getting further and further, we do not want to talk about it.
教会里面也是，我们希望听好话，不喜欢听说教会有问题。
And in the church, we like to hear good things about the church, not bad problems.
我知道，身为传道人都不喜欢听到人家说教会有问题。
As a preacher, I do not like to hear anyone say my church has problems.
就像当妈的不喜欢人家说我孩子有问题。当妈的。
Just like a mother do not like to hear that people complain that their children has problems.
但弟兄姊妹，我们要用更多的祷告，更积极的行动，更警醒的态度来面对所有主题的工作。
So brothers and sisters, we really need to have more prayers, more positive actions,and more watchful attitude to deal with any problems.
所以仇敌的意思是坏的。
Because the enemy's purpose is evil.
是要害我们的，像约瑟说的。
They try to harm me, harm us.
但是神的意思却是好的。
But God's purpose is for good.
借着你来攻我，我反而更警醒了，更多祷告了，更积极了。
Through your attacking, I became more positive, more watchful.And guard against you. More prayers.
就像保罗一样，那个刺那么不舒服，一再求神挪去。
Just like Paul has a problem with the thorn in the flesh. He asked God to remove it.
神说我的恩典够你用。
But God said to him, My grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
And my strength is made perfect in your weakness.
所以每一次我发现我不行的时候，就是我要变成又行的机会。
So whenever I'm having problem feeling powerless, that is the opportunity for me to experience power.
当我觉得恩典不够，难处这么大的时候，又是我可以经历恩典够用的机会。
So when I'm feeling that grace is not sufficient, that I'm under trouble, then there's the opportunity for me to experience grace again.
所以保罗说，我喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力更多的来覆庇我。
So Paul said, I boast in my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may overwhelm me.
如果我们没有这样子的看见的话，你怎么夸自己的软弱，越夸越软弱。
So if you do not see that, then the more you boast, the more you became weak.
神让我们看见自己不行，看见自己败坏，看见自己软弱，是为了让基督来替代我们。
God show us that we are not good enough, we are not able, and so that we may let Christ rule and reign in us.
所以短短52天，城墙盖好了。
So in 52 days, the whole city wall was completed.
没有仇敌这样子逼迫的话，恐怕五个月都还不见得盖得好。
Without the attack of the enemies, surely they cannot finish the city wall in such a short time.
你看原来的圣殿一拖拖了十五年。
Because the original temple was delayed for 15 years.
亚达薛西王下令不准盖城墙，到现在准他盖城墙，中间又经过了快20年。
So nearly 20 years passed.From the first time they tried to rebuild the wall until the second time.
弟兄姊妹，所以仇敌意思是坏的，神的意思永远是好的。
So the enemies may want to do harm to us, but God's will is to turn that harm into good.
所以我们在这里看见一个何等大的对比。
So we can see here is a big contrast.
原来是遭大难受凌辱。
At first, they were under great troubles, they were under shame.
而到了尼希米记第六章，当城墙盖好的时候。
But when we come to Nehemiah chapter 6, when they finished rebuilding the temple walls,
在这里讲到仇敌就大大的惧怕，愁眉不展。
So they saw that the enemies, they were worried, they were afraid.
尼希米把所有仇敌给的羞辱、威胁、惧怕，全部丢还给仇敌了。
So Nehemiah was able to throw back all the laughing, all the criticism, all the fear, all the threatenings back to the enemy.
而且到了十二章，他跟以斯拉各率领一队赞美的这个敬拜团上城去。
And in chapter 12, together with Ezra, he was able to lead a group of praise leaders and to go up to the city wall.
我每次想到那个，心里面就敬拜神。尼希米带着一队从这上，以斯拉带着一队从右边上，两个人在城上相遇，都在赞美神。
So we can see how this picture of Nehemiah leading one group and Ezra leading another group, and they all meet together in the middle of the wall praising God.
两个领袖没有任何的不和，全是为了神家的荣耀，为了神百姓的好处。
So two leaders, they are only caring for the house of God, the glory of the city of God, and they meet together in praising God.
原来是城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧，百姓遭大难，受凌辱。
In the beginning, the city was broken down, the city gates were on fire, the people of God were in shame.
现在是他们在城墙上游行，大声赞美神。
Now they are parading themselves on the city gate, on the city wall, praising God.
欢乐的歌声达到远处。
And the joy of their singing spread to afar.
仇敌惧怕，愁眉不展。
And the enemies were afraid, they were really in trouble.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做扭转局面。
Brothers and sisters, this is how to turn the table.
人碰到难处，总是想方法、找方法去解决问题。
When we met with trouble, we always find a way to try to turn things around.
神是找人。
But God is looking for men.
人找方法，神找人。
Men look for ways, God look for men, the right men.
得到了一个对的器皿的时候，
And when he found a right vessel,
神可以透过他，神亲自来做工。
Through him, God can do his work.
神亲自来扭转局面。
God can turn the table.
神亲自赐下祝福。
God can give the blessing.
你想怎么可能？
You see, how is it possible?
谁会想到两千里外苏珊城中的一个神的儿女？
How could a child of God in 2,000 miles away?In the city of Susan.
因为听见神家羞辱的情形，他回来了。
But he heard about the shame that the city of God was suffering. He came back.
整个神家的力量加起来了。
And he was able to give strength to all the people.
52天把所有仇敌的羞辱丢还仇敌。
In 52 days, return all the shame, all the criticism back to the enemy.
让神儿女们从所有的惧怕、羞辱、痛苦里面起来，在城墙上大大游行，唱诗赞美神。
They rise up from all the shame, all the problems, and be able to parade before God and to sing praises to God.
弟兄姊妹，神今天要得到器皿。
Brother and sister, God wants to gain a vessel here today.
让我们都在主的面前把自己交给神。
May we all before the Lord give ourselves to the Lord.
我虽然时间过了，我讲一个小小的例子，我结束了。
Even though my time is out, I want to give you a little example.
在加拿大有一个团契。
In Canada, there was a fellowship group.
他们里面聚会的时候，有一个弟兄常常用一些很有启发性的东西来传递信息。
And there was a brother who liked to use something inspirational to give a message.
他有一次弄一个橡皮圈还是一个绳子吊着一支笔。
One day he used a little rubber band hanging a little pencil.
笔吊在这里，手拿着这个绳子。
And the pen was hanging off the end of that line, and he was holding it.
他在台上走来走去。
And he was walking on the stage back and forth.
他就问弟兄姊妹。
Then he asked brothers and sisters.
这支笔跟他的主人同在吗？
He said, "Is this pen together with the master?"
Yes.
With the master, they say yes.
因为他走左，他去左。
Because whenever he go to the left or go to the right, the pen is following him.
他走右，他去右。
He go to the right, the pen is following him.
他接着问第二个问题。
Then he asked the second question.
这支笔的主人能够用它吗？
He said the master of this pen can use this pen or not.
没有办法。
No one answer.
因为它不是握在他的手上。
And because the pen was not in the hand, or the writing hand of the master.
很多的时候我们羡慕，我们享受主的同在。
Many a times we enjoy the presence of God.
我们要主的同在。
We want the presence of God in our life.
但是我们却不肯把自己交在神的手中。
Yet we are unwilling to give ourselves to the Lord for His use.
让他可以使用我们。
So He can use us.
让他可以自由的使用我们。
So He can freely use us.
所以有一个学校毕业典礼的时候。
So there was a school in their graduation ceremony.
我不晓得是什么学校，校长那天拿了一支铅笔来。
And I'm not sure what school it was, but that day the headmaster brought a pencil.
他说我希望你们将来看到铅笔的时候想起几件事情。
Say, next time, I hope that in future when you see a pencil, you think about these few things.
他讲的没有我好哈，我已经把它修改过了。
He will not speak, say this as good as I have, but I have already make the changes, the revision.
我没有时间先去讲他讲什么，然后我讲什么，我就直接讲我的。
So I will just tell you what I thought it should be said.
第一个要预备好被主人握在手中。
He said, firstly, you must be prepared to be used by your master who are using.
我们不再属自己，是属主的。
We do not belong to ourselves, we belong to the Lord.
要让主来使用我们。
We must let the Lord use us.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
要预备好接受雕削。
You must be prepared to be a shave off.
需要让神在我们身上有工作，让我们可以用得好。
That we must allow God to do His work in our life so that we may be used better.
第三个。
Thirdly,
后面跟着一个橡皮擦。
There was a rubber eraser at the back of the pencil.
要预备好，我们随时要被主校正，因为我们都会犯错。
We must remember that at any time we must be corrected by the Lord because we can make mistakes.
第四个。
Fourthly,
要保守心，甚是保守一切。
That you must keep your heart or the tip of the pencil more than keeping anything else.
因为这支笔的价值在于它的心。一生的果效由心发出。
Because the pencil is useful only because there's a lead that it can be used. So it's like your heart. You must keep your heart above all else.
你看我把它改得多好哈。
How well have I modified his speech?
第五个。
Fifthly, the fifth thing is.
它是有限的。
This pencil is limited, has a limited usage or life.
我们每一个人的人生机会都是有限的。
Our life are all limited.
你要用在什么事情上？
So what are you going to be used on?
希望它所有留下来的痕迹都是有价值的痕迹。
May every mark left by the pencil are valuable in eternity.
你可以拿去涂鸦，可以乱画。
If you let it just being used willy-nilly on the wall,
你可以让它随便被折断，浪费了。
You might break the lead and you might lose the usage.
但是你可以画出旷世的杰作，你可以写出不朽的这个著作。
If you have been used correctly, you can write beautiful volumes of work.
你可以写下这么多耶稣基督在我身上的恩典和见证，因为我们都是他的书信。
You can write down all the wonderful testimony that Jesus has accomplished in your life because we are His people.
在我有限的人生里，让人看见神的荣耀，看见神的恩典。
So in my limited life,Let others see the glory of the Lord in my life.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲恢复神家的见证。
We talk about recovery of the household of God and its testimony.
我们的确需要像尼希米这样子可以扭转局面的人。
We must be like Nehemiah who was able to allow God to turn the table.
但是我再说。
But I must say.
这个重建是所有百姓一起才做成的。
This rebuilding work is only possible because everyone.Work together.
全民需要参与。
All the people must work together.
需要甘心的参与。
Must be willingly involved themselves.
需要同心的参与，让他没有一个 gap.
That we must all work together so there's no gap left on the wall.
我们可以化咒诅为祝福。
We can turn curse into blessings.
可以化所有的消极成为积极的。
All the negative things can become positive.
把所有仇敌的羞辱丢给他，我们在这里彰显神的荣耀。
We throw away all the shame back to the enemies and give glory to God.
我们再唱647首1353节。
We sing 647 again, verse 1, 3, and 5.
复兴你工作主。
Revive thy work, O Lord.
主耶稣，我们再把众人都交在你的手中。
Lord Jesus, we commit everyone here into your hands.
主啊，你爱我们。
Lord, you love us.
你更爱你的教会。
And you love your church.
你为你的教会舍己。
And you gave yourself to the church.
主啊，我们不能不爱你。
We cannot but to love you.
因为你这么爱我们。
Because you love us so much.
同样的，我们也不能不爱你的教会。
We cannot but to love you and the church.
因为教会就是你的身体。
Because the church is your body.
教会是你的家。
The church is your house.
教会是你彰显荣耀的地方。
A place where you show your glory.
教会是我们在这里与你相遇的地方。
A place where we meet you face to face.
是你儿女们蒙恩蒙福的地方。
It's a place where your children enjoying your grace.
主啊，为了每一个教会的复兴，我们向你屈。
So for the revival of all the churches,
施恩在我们身上。
Lord, we pray to you, may you be gracious to us.
让我们不甘心圣殿的工作被阻止。
That we will not be happy to see the work of the building as being stopped.
让我们不甘心城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧。
So we're not willing to see the walls being broken down, the gates are on fire.
主啊，这些年间复兴你的作为。
Lord, may you revive your work in
these years. 让你的儿女们都刚强起来。
May your children rise up.
各个在你的手中成为何用的器皿。
Everyone is useful in your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主主向你们主圣神
姊妹，随着圣灵的感动，为着自己的家，尤其是为着教会，为着神家见证的恢复，我们有一些简短的，但是出自内心向神的呼喊。
May we call out to God from our heart as we think about the needs of our house, the house of God, and pray from your heart in simple words.
Amen.
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 我知道我们个人是虚的，我们实在不能借这个工作。这个工作现在我们才开始。
Amen.
在我们每个人身上，成就你自己的旨意。
Amen.
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。你知道我们一切所能做的也不能做的，就像尼西米一样，主啊，求你。像使用他一样使用我们每一个人。
阿门。
愿我们手中所做的，求你自己坚固。
阿门。
求你施恩给我们，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。愿我们更多的，愿你更多得到我们的心。 愿你更多的在我们心里面成就你自己的工作，愿你用你的爱来激励我们。你知道我们实在是软弱，也实在是没有一点力量，也完全败坏的本相来到你面前，请用你的爱火来燃烧我们，充满我们，让我们来到你的跟前，能够像弟兄所说的，我们都能够赞美你，能够发自内心的感谢你，赞美你，因为你是我们的主，你是我们的神，感谢你，赞美你。
但
祷告奉耶稣基督的名，
阿门。
阿门，阿门，
阿门。
阿门，阿门。阿门。
因为你的名要被称为圣，奉主耶稣的名求。
阿门，
阿门。
阿门。
今天求你复兴你的教会，
阿们，
我们每一位从心里面的祷告，
阿们，
从起来建造你的城墙，
阿们，
不为自己求什么，但是为着你的见证，我们愿意摆上加起所有教会的力量，把荣耀都归给你，
阿们，
奉主耶稣的名，
阿们，
阿们。
主啊，真的求你来帮助我们，让我们不要做昏昏沉沉的人，也不要做不热不冷的人。主啊，让我们起来爱你。
阿门。
特别求主的爱火来焚烧我们，激励弟兄姐妹，让我们真的有同心在主的面前建造。
阿门。
求主赐给我们众人有一颗心，与主的心相连。我们同心合意，仇敌魔鬼撒旦就不敢来搅扰我们。我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督名。
阿门。
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 阿们。
当你在这里为耶路撒冷火热的时候，主啊，求你让我们也跟得上你的温度。然后当你火热的时候，没有一个人在这里是冷的。
是的。
主啊，真的，我们不愿意像一个丢在泰晤士河的一个冷的火柴。主啊，愿意在我们身上都能够发出刺的声音。
阿们。
哦，主啊，你需要我们像你一样为你的城为你的国来热心。
阿们。
这样子的仰望祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿们。
阿们。都是在你手中的笔。
阿们。
使用叫我们一天天的被减少，才能够画出每你所要的见证出来。主啊，我们愿意你的名被高举，你的教会被恢复。
阿门。
主，我们谢谢你，听我们祷告，这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣的名。
阿门。
阿门。
雅歌一样，听过就算了。主啊，谢谢你，你现在还对我们说话。
阿门。
主啊，求你从我们的心思开始，你做修复的工作。主啊，愿意我们有一个悔改的灵在你面前，愿意我们的心思被你来控制，
阿门，
被你来保护，也被你来更新。
阿门。
我们这一个真的是一个清洁，一个可以被你使用的器皿。你能用得着来复兴你的工作。主啊，我们更是仰望圣灵在我们中间做工。主啊，你是主，愿我们都听你，都顺服你。
阿门。
主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
感谢主。
阿门。
求你向我们让我们向你回转。主啊，让你的见证能够在地上，主啊，得着彰显。
阿门。
主耶稣的名。
阿门。 阿们，阿们，阿们，
阿们。
主，为这众教会的领袖特别向你呼求。
So we call out to you for the leaders of the church.
我们也都是蒙恩的罪人，我们需要恩典。
We are sinners saved by grace. We need your grace.
用你特别的恩典和力量托住这一班领袖们。
So may your grace and may your strength be upholding these leaders.
知道他们常常需要面对仇敌的攻击和各样的诡计。
You knew that they always need to encounter the enemy's tricks and attack.
求你把属天的能力、智慧、恩典都多多的赐给他们。
May you give them the heavenly gift and the strength and wisdom to encounter them.
也在各个教会兴起更多倾心爱主的同工们。
May you raise up more co-workers who love you in the church.
让大家一起同心的来从事见证重建的工作。
That all of us can be involved in the work of the rebuilding.
好让神的荣耀在我们中间能够大大的被彰显。
May the glory of God be manifest mightily in our life.
百姓蒙恩羞辱归给你的仇敌。
And that the blessing be to your people, shame to your enemy.
哦，你这位扭转局面的伟大的主啊，在我们中间做你奇妙的工作。
Lord, you are the great God who turned the table on the enemy. May you do this great work in our life.
当我们再见面的时候，我们都比今天更蒙恩。更成熟，更合乎你的心意。
That when we see each other again, that will be more blessed and more mature, more usable in your hands.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主的名。
In Jesus' name, we ask.
Amen.
Amen.